לא נורא.
לא.
כי הרופא אומר שאני חייב ללכת כבר.
Doctor says I have to go already.
אבל בסדר, כן?
It's okay, yes. We'll wait a little bit more. Yes. We're going to be reading from the document called The Ruin as an Opportunity for Correction. We're on the heading, The Correction of the Shattering, excerpt number 26 from Rabash. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be a matter of equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on self, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way, meaning while he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave on to his attributes is specifically, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer, he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal, called merciful, can be revealed. Again, excerpt number 26. It is impossible to receive anything equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for equivalence. But on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave unto his attributes is bestowal. Specifically, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent he forms vessels of bestowal by which the light of bestowal could be revealed. Rav, when you look at things that the Creator does in the collective, let's say in Israel and all that's happening, you see that the Creator does everything precisely. You can truly justify him for everything he does. And I'm looking for what to ask for the collective. I'm truly having difficulty in this. How do you deal with this situation, doing everything correct?
Rabbi or Baal HaSulam read about it. I look at this drop and...
Yes, I look at that little point and what can I... And there's nothing to give but prayer.
Yeah, read that one.
תמשיך, דודי.
יש את הקטע. Yeah, דודי, keep going.
We have this excerpt, yes.
Yeah.
I'll read it.
רבש, מאמר אהבת הזולת.
רבש, the article Love of Friends.
מסתכל אני על נקודה
קטנה. I look at a small point called the love of others. And I think about it. What can I do in order to delight the collective? And since I am looking at the whole collective, I see the torments of the individuals, diseases and pain, and the torments of the individuals from the entire collective, meaning wars between nations. And besides prayer, there is nothing to give. What we're going to do now is a summary of the lesson, of everything we learned in the first part, in the matter of joy. Let's talk now in the tens, between us, special points that we heard from Rav, special things that we heard from Rabash. Let's summarize those between us and connect more, please.
We heard, I can try and maybe organize in a bit of a rational way, is that what you feel depends on your desire. And if you are directed at correctly, so you can feel a fulfillment or happiness, or and if it's in the opposite direction, so you can't be in that state. So your feeling depends on your vessel.
Rambash also starts the article with everything needs to have a reason, and it's worthwhile to scrutinize it and work on that reason. It's also very important about the matter of joy. If you want joy, what reason does this joy come from? Where the reason should be this highest and most exalted and unique. And the other thing is that he started that things need to be very refined, very sharp, both prayer and gratitude. If a person has it, then it's worthwhile for them to be from the depth of his heart, both this and that. And he gave us examples from life, Rav without money, and all kinds of things. He gave us this example of this is how it should be for us.
And we have to thank the Creator for everything. That's how we reach equivalence of form, and we bestow back on the Creator. So the gratitude is very important.
Yes, it was a very deep article that we talked about it. It has everything from everything. And the only thing I think we need to take from this whole lesson is that Rav said that we need to put all the friends into our hearts and to be concerned there about the connection between us and to be more engaged in connection
between us. Yeah, there's good times and bad times. And we need to go above these states and to concentrate on one thing, prayer from the heart, to include the collective and pray for the collective.
An interesting point in the article is about the oppositeness, that actually all our work, all together, our life is made up of opposites. And also, as we turn to the Creator, if we turn either from a request or from gratitude, we're in oppositeness. Also, the desires that are in us are in oppositeness, and actually, they accumulate in a person in one place. So he's also asking, how could it be that two opposite things can be in a person in one place? And he gave the answer that it's in different times. That if a person is in different times, he can be in two opposites. But he needs to come to such a form that it's truly in one place at one time. And how can this be? It can be with the intention. If a person's immersed in the desire to receive, he can use it in order to give, and then these two things are in one place at one time, and this is already called the middle line.
Yeah, it's essential things, prayer and happiness, even though it seems opposite. Rabbi says, don't be afraid of it. That's right. As much as the gap will be greater. And he writes another interesting thing that, so supposedly there's a middle line that has to unite it when the left is included in the right. That's how a person has to discover the reality of the upper one. That's called the middle line.
And the month we're in right now, we need to scrutinize all our desires and ask to correct them. All in our heart and put all the friends into our hearts and to ask for correction, correction from the Creator.
Yeah, that's the main thing of opening the heart, that it can only be when we try to discover this attitude towards the friends, an attitude of concern, closeness, from just a simple interest in Torah, the most exalted prayer I can imagine to myself. And to take into account this peak that the Creator has to finish the work for us, to ask that He will be there in order to truly bring this action out, that we can force ourselves, like He said in the article, and it's still counted. From the rule of from lo lishma, we come to lishma. It's an action that has a result.
It
seems like while friends are talking, this thought about how Rav once told us about how article would write an article, how Rav would, Rabash would write an article every week, how that whole week they talked about it, they read it and read it. And it's like we are trying to do it all in 20 minutes, yes? And it's like, on one hand, maybe a sadness that we're not managing to get deep enough in the greatness of what Rabash is leaving us. On the other hand, there's this greatness of how are we in these special times that we're simply making times rushed and hastened. We have this great opportunity to implement the words of the Kabbalists, because he gave us this gift called the Ten, and we can work in it all the time.
The Ten is a place of work. That's where we need to concentrate on what's happening between us. And in this feeling of connection, and from this adventure, we feel this internal thing we feel while reading the article, that eventually it's ought to help us concentrate on prayer. There's nothing else in reality that corrects us. Also the general states we feel in the world, in Israel, and also inside the center of the tent, if not for prayer of the connection between us.
Another interesting point is the walking on the right line. We're going to move to the next question. Rav said that in the month of Av, we need to scrutinize all our deficiencies, our mistakes, our shatterings, and to prepare them for correction, to bow down our head and pray for the Creator to shine upon ruins, on our shattered vessels, in our mind and heart. So this will give us the possibility for us to see them correctly. Again, we heard from Rav, in the month of Av, we need to scrutinize all our deficiencies, our mistakes, our shatterings, and to prepare them for correction, to bow our head and pray for the Creator to shine upon our ruins, our broken vessels, mind and heart, and for Him to give us the possibility to see them correctly. And our question for the workshop, what exactly is our work during this upcoming period of time? What exactly is our work in the near future, in this upcoming period of time?
It's really great work. There's even this concept here, a heavy war, he calls it. There's like a real opportunity here, and we have to think about how to do it together. Rav gave a different answer, that if we work on the closest between us and the connection between us, so we can uplift above right and left that shake us around from side to side. So maybe if we do it as a group, we'll be able to see what is bothering us, what's hurting us, where we're making the mistakes, and from the intention that we can really correct, that we're asking the Creator to correct those deficiencies, He will aim us forward. That's maybe the beginning.
Our work is to evoke the light so it'll show us a true light work, and that's the light there.
Yeah, the prayer that all the friends will connect together and will work on the connection, ask for the connection, that it's not only the friends, it's the whole world, Kli, all together, around the world. The Creator will correct us more, all of the relationships between us, and that the destruction won't happen again of the temple we're building between us.
What I understood from Rav's words is that we need to make these calculations of all the different mistakes, and our mistakes are mostly in the relations between us, that we make room for critiquing, and we don't want to make room for such critique. We want to immediately do every action that we can, just not run from it, doesn't matter what, do psalms no matter what, and not be in critique. Specifically now, the time of the ruin, which was caused as a matter of discalculations, there was a certain matter that happened here as a relationship to my attitude to what's happening in my friends in the ten, and to ask for correction. Where all the lack of corrections is because we're missing a request. The problem is not in the corruptions, but that we're not responding. And it was given as a place for correction from the Creator. So maybe we will do this kind of an attack upon all the flaws and mistakes and ask for them so that all these mistakes will be corrected.
Rav said in the lesson, in the month of Av, we have to scrutinize all of our deficiencies, our mistakes, our shatterings, and prepare them for correction, to lower our head and pray that the Creator will shine on our shatterings, our broken vessels in mind and heart, that He'll let us see them in the right way.
The truth is, I had a question about that excerpt, because in the article Rabash writes and says that if we're doing this scrutiny of Kedusha where one is in Kedusha, when he's in that state, the person is in distancing from Kedusha and he's only immersed in self-love. On one hand, we need to do this scrutiny, or don't we need to do scrutiny? Do we need to make these calculations or not? How to keep ourselves from falling to your self-love? So I don't know. In relation to what we just heard right now, it sounds like
in the lesson we heard from Rav, till the end of the day and this whole week, what do you recommend we do that we don't miss out on the opportunity that here now all the friends are doing great work? And Rav answered, I open my heart, I let all my friends come into my heart, and I want that there will have a connection. And in this way, each and every one with his heart. Again, we heard this question in the lesson. Rav, during this day and this whole week, what do you recommend we do that we won't miss the opportunity that here we, all the friends, were working a lot? And Rav answered, I open my heart, I let all my friends come into my heart, and I want there that the connection will happen. And in this way, each and every one in their hearts. So our task, let's realize Rav's advice now. We open our heart in the workshop and bring all the friends into our heart. Again, let's perform Rav's advice now. We open our heart in the workshop and bring all the friends inside to our heart.
טוב, אנחנו ההוראות ברורות. צריכים לפתוח את הלב.
Instructions are clear. We need to open our hearts. Opening the heart is talk less about this, simply to observe this. And open the heart where the whole world kli that's spread out will spread out and wrap and hug the whole world, which will bring us close to this endless heart. It just needs to open up like a flower that blossoms and takes into it all the lacks and all the ruins and all the shattered vessels and everything that is revealed in reality, to include it into this force of love and bestowal that exists in the relations between us and the connections between us. And this is something that's very emotional. It starts from the individual and spreads to the ten. And this happens, the ten and the world kli, and then the world, etc. And only to ask for our heart to open up.
Like Rav said correctly, it's less speaking and more doing. Maybe just this point that we need to see ourselves whole in a way that we're connected, that we're together. Maybe we don't feel it in a full, complete way, but it's something we have to put on the table and in our hearts. Our connection has to settle in the heart that we're made from the same system, the same mechanism, and only in our wrong perception we think we're separated parts. But actually, yes, everybody's already in our heart. And we want to ask from the Creator to see it that way.
Yes, we are not used to open our hearts to the friends, especially when there's a microphone in between us, and it's like another matter. Billy, I would ask of you for help. To really be a beneficial, meaningful, bestowing part. There's always places that I can see that I am disregarding and not doing enough, and adding. And each of us has what to give. Here too, we should each give his part and add in coming near. Every friend that adds in coming near really adds to everyone. It's like he's multiplying it and tripling it and so on and so forth. Is strengthening that matter of connection between us. And with certainty, everything that we do and all together, the whole world Kli, every group that does this, every 10 that does this, strengthens our entire...
Our hearts in the hands of the Creator, or asking us, Him, to make us into a vessel worthy for the upper light.
Yes, we are people of desire, so our heart is actually the desire. So may we have a desire to ask the Creator to open the heart and put all the friends within. And then the mind will accept it. So be a comparison between the heart and mind. And it should be in our requests.
Yeah. And the main thing for such a request to take place, so we want to make efforts to look at the friends as the place where the Creator dwells. As it's written in all the writings, it's the only place the Creator is revealed. A place where there are a 10 is where the divinity can be revealed. And it's already revealed. I just have to see it. And to see it, as he writes here, we have to force ourselves against our desire, even though we don't want it, to believe that this is the way it is. We hear about it every day. We constantly read about this. We have to see the friends as the greatness of greatest of the generation, to feel how small we are. So in short, everything's written. Yeah, it has to be carved on the heart.
We're going to complete with Rav's words. I open my heart. I bring all my open, for all my friends to enter my heart, and I want right there for us to have a true connection. And that's how it is with each and every one in his heart. Our schedule for today, Monday, 10 a.m., news with Lightman, and noon, afternoon lesson with Rav Lightman. We conclude with the Nigun.
Bye.